grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
Years ahead of the dominant media, find out first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com, on satellite, Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70.
Once again to another edition of the Discount Gold and Silver Trading Hour / American Exposé, sponsored by Melody Cederstrom. I should have Dennis on the line as well. We're going to talk to Melody for a few minutes, and this is the 9th of June, 2005. Time has flown very briskly this first year, or the first 6 months of 2005. I just can't believe how fast time has flown, Melody.
You know, I agree with you, and I can't believe tomorrow's Friday. It's like, what happened to this week? It's just unbelievable.
Absolutely.
But you have Dennis on the line, so I'll go ahead and get going. I just want to let the listeners know what the precious metals did today. Gold was down 60 cents today at $423.90. Silver was down 18 cents at $7.27. Figures, I bought some yesterday, so you always know it goes down the day after. Platinum is down $7 at $881, and palladium was also down $2 at $198. We saw the stock market up a little bit today, closing out about 10.5. I don't have the exact numbers. Oil, again, is still hovering around that 54 level. And, you know, it's the same old, same old. Everything is just fine. If you listen to the television pundits, they're just saying how wonderful and how great the economy is. And, you know, just forget about everything. It's great. And the consumers out there just continue to spend. They're so patriotic to keep this country going by spending. And as they continue to spend, they're just digging their holes a little bit deeper and deeper. And one day they'll realize that they're not going to be able to get out. But that time will come, and it's just around the corner. So you people out there, you need to protect yourself by adding gold and silver into your portfolio. You can call me at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'd love to put together a precious metals portfolio. I can take a peek at your what you currently hold, and if you need to make any adjustments, I can recommend what, how, and what you need to do to make those adjustments by call. And you can call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. I have great prices. I do my own comparison shopping against my competitors. I know what they charge, and I pretty much can beat any price out there. I will at least match it, but you need to call me and let me know. And as I always say, I will match or beat any competitor out there as long as it is a legitimate price that you bring to me. And I plan to stay in business a very long time, as we have been in business for 12 years. and I just don't give anything away to write the order. So 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Every day I hear the horror stories out there, the product that is being sold, the misinformation on the coins, the high prices, the delayed shipping, 5-6 weeks for shipping that is totally uncalled for. So if you order your coins from here, most likely the coins are shipped to you within 10 working days. A lot of you already have your coins within those 10 working days. So we have a very fast turnaround time here. And once you build a relationship with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, that turnaround can even be faster, believe it or not. 1-800-375-4188.
Wonderful, Melody.
All right, Chris.
Thank you for being there.
Have a great show with Dennis.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And certainly, Melody Cederstrom, very, very important, listeners, to continue with this direction here. And what do I deal with? Directions and documentation. The implementation of the Illuminati's direction to implement totalitarian control through the United Nations and the State Department. That's where it is today. Dennis, are you there? Maybe I should. Maybe he's thinking about being on at 9 o'clock. I'm not sure. Dennis, you're not getting cold feet, are you? This was the time to be on, as we're on WWCR 9.985. And very, very important to hear your points that we talked about last night. Dennis Hodges, who does the updates on the website presently with Darren. As I left off in the 3 o'clock Central Time broadcast on WBCQ and First Amendment Radio, the U.S. asked to withdraw from Iraq ASAP. Well, according to this information from AlJazeera.com, John Deutsch, former CIA director and professor at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, said that the United States is not making any progress toward its claimed objectives in Iraq and called on Washington to pull out American forces, quote, as soon as possible, end quote. Deutsch served as CIA director under the rule of former U.S. President Bill Clinton. Isn't that amazing? Deutsch served as CIA director under the rule of former U.S. President Bill Clinton from May 95 until December 96. Under the rule, in other words, we have a ruler. We don't have a constitutional republic. We have a ruling democracy. Deutsch made his remarks during a speech at Harvard's Sanders Theater on Tuesday, in which he challenged the views of both Republicans and Democrats who maintain that the U.S. needs to stay the course to stabilize the country before pulling out. That's ridiculous. Dennis, are you there?
I'm here.
Well, it's good to have you with me, Dennis.
And can I get a little more volume, please?
Well, you were a little uptight last night, and you're very frustrated, like the rest of us. And whenever we get into these conversations, and I have them with Darren and others, I say, come on, let's just talk about it on the air, because these are things we need to talk about. And other people need to hear what we say. And certainly, we're just amazed at all the information you're putting every day on the website. I'm just, where do you start? Where do you stop? I mean, come on. It's amazing the information that you put on the website at this point in time.
Well, you know, we've had that talk before, and I don't really take credit for it. I just follow my lead.
And that's the way I am.
My lead is the Almighty.
Now, House Joint Resolution 27 was kind of where we left off.
Did you get that email?
I did, and I did see it. I didn't look at it too long, however.
Well, there was two versions of it, okay?
Uh-huh.
Apparently, I went out and checked the how they voted thing.
Yes.
Off Thomas.lock.
Yes.
And apparently it failed.
And this is Regina's information that she called in the other night. Go
yeah.
ahead.
And from the one version of it I saw on there, somehow or another, they're talking about it went into committee. So apparently
okay.
It hasn't gone to the Senate yet.
Okay.
So it didn't pass the House.
Well, that's
so maybe they're going to take it through committee and go into Senate. But who knows what's going to add to it to then? You know?
Well, and I sort of forgot the... it's out of the WTO, isn't it?
Right. Basically, that's all it says, just to remove us from the WTO.
Uh-huh.
That's the content of the bill. That's basically it. There's nothing else added to it.
And once again, I see these directions as being kind of futile, as the control that is in place through the money system is very documented for me and the website. Not as much on the website, but with my information regarding the Secretary of the Treasury being the governor of the fund, the U.S. governor of the fund and the World Bank. When you have that situation in place, it's very, very difficult to try and put together legislation to get us out of anything connected to the United Nations.
Right.
So, but your frustration was Ron Paul and people.
Well, my frustration's with people that believe in saints on or knights on white horses.
Right.
The silver bullet. Okay? It's a silver bullet theory. It doesn't exist. It's like the magic bullet theory. We all went down that road, didn't we?
Yeah, and they still use it.
Yes, they still use it. They still hang on to it. They still cling to it. It's still a viable option. Not even an option. It's a viable conclusion.
I think that was Arlen Specter's original.
Yes, that was direction. Mr. Specter. And there's a few other names for him, but we won't go into that.
And he's still there.
Yes. Well, he's one of the chosen few.
Yeah.
But we all know that, though.
Well, you pointed out to me last night all the various different individuals in Congress that have tried to do the right thing.
Right.
And how they've been dealt with.
And they're no longer around.
Right.
They're either in jail or they're dead. Or they've been shamed so much that they're no longer part of the congressional or Senate team. You know, they've been locked up. We have Sonny Bono dead. What committee was he on? Well, he was on the committee for Waco. He knew a little bit too much. I think he was coming around to the time when he wanted to start trying to straighten things out. And, you know, he met a tree.
Yeah,
and,
it's a skiing accident.
We have Mr. Traffic Hunt, who wanted to expose the IRS. And he was exposing this to them like they didn't already know it. And what did they give him for his trouble?
A jail sentence.
Yeah, federal penitentiary, which probably he'll never get out.
Well, that's the unfortunate thing, is that who knows what's happening to him in this incarceration process.
Mm-hmm. And then we have Mr. Paul Wellstone and his entire family.
Tell us about that.
Well, you know, at the beginning of the Iraq War, he was the lone voice that wasn't for going there, wanted to hold back, wanted to see what was going on, wanted to dig a little bit deeper. What happened to his plane? It went down mysteriously. You know, lo and behold, it was the same type of aircraft that the, the former governor of Missouri was on just before he was in a heated battle with Mr. Ashcroft. But I don't want to draw any conclusions here.
Well, no, you know, this is why we wanted to talk about this tonight.
Let's just open the door and see what comes through it, you know.
Well,
and there's a host of others, you know, that, you know, they've spoke up and done the right thing and tried to do the right thing, and they're dealt with. And then we have those that appear that they're doing the right thing when they know that no matter what they do, it's not going to go anywhere because they're, for lack of a better term, controlled opposition.
More than likely the Judas goat.
Yes. And, I mean, you can't judge somebody by what they say they're going to do. You have to judge somebody by what they've done. And the best place to start on that is voting records. And if you look at a certain person's voting record, there's two critical votes that he had that I would have to question if I was sitting in front of him. If he's supposed to be on the side of the people, if he's supposed to be the white knight, if he's supposed to be the lone voice out in the wilderness, I'd kind of like to know why those two votes were there. The free trade with China agreement and the making all illegals legal, which he voted yes for both of them.
Ouch. Now, if anybody has any interjections they want to put forth here,
that's fine.
In this discussion, the number is 559-781-3773. And I wanted to make sure Dennis was on this broadcast because we have the shortwave listenership. And you can drop your quarter or half dollar into the phone and call in on your dime, 559-781-3773, and we can throw this around because my suspicions are very, very apparent as well with Ron Paul. And other people have the same suspicions that are wide awake. I wish it was something different. I wish it wasn't the way it was, but look at how far along this implementation is.
Well, you know, you have to question.
Those are two tragic directions.
Yeah.
MFN for China and migration further into America.
Right. Well, there again, we look at the China thing, and everybody's wondering why everything's going to China. Well, let's look at Red China. Okay, number one, it's a controlled population. It's a closed society. And it was done that way way, 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 way back. And I think the Forge probably had something to do with that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
You know, that you have a culture there that's never been infiltrated in any way. It's still pristine. Do you see hordes of people immigrating to Red China?
And I see here regime tightens hold on Chinese dissent. 16 years after the bloody crackdown at Tiananmen Square, China's grip on dissent has tightened from religion to the media, political activism to the internet. Hu Jintao's challenge to the Communist Party. There it is. We'll take Tom in a minute. Tom from Colorado, hold on. Once again, listeners, 16 years after the bloody crackdown at Tiananmen Square, China's grip on dissent has tightened from religion to the media, political activism to the internet. Hu Jintao's regime watches all and silences any challenge to the Communist Party. That says a lot right there, doesn't it, Dennis?
It certainly does.
Tom, welcome to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Okay. What was the question about? Was it pro or con on Ron Paul?
Yeah, we're wondering if Ron Paul's really doing the right thing for our country by both voting for MFN for Communist China, and giving amnesty to illegal aliens.
Yeah, I've heard him interviewed several times, like on various programs, and I've never been a big Ron Paul fan. He seems to be a real reserved kind of type of a person that is not really a radical or a rabble rouser type of a person. I don't really see people. They shouldn't put too much hope in him when he's such a calm, reserved person. Instead of he's not a flamboyant or anything, you know.
He doesn't stick around for those.
State, he's the wrong person, you know.
He doesn't stick around for those interviews very long either.
Yeah, I've heard him a few times though because he seems to be the one that they interview on the shows, and I've never really been impressed much with him. But on the China thing, I'm kind of a pro-China person. I'm an Anglophobe. I hate the Brits, the British Empire. I thought was a curse against God and all humankind. And of course, the Chinese had a big problem with the Brits with the Opium War and so on. And I think what they learned is that in the Protocol of the Elders of Zion, it says, talks about weakening states through freedom and liberalism and tolerance. And I think this China and these other states need to kind of stand up against these CIA infiltrators and these, the people, they appear to be protesting for human rights. But really, I think these are foreign agents around the world and that do this stuff. I'm kind of a cynical person, as you can tell, but
uh-huh.
I don't see the people on the street anywhere in the world as being anything but manipulated by the, the internationalists. I don't really like the international. I like national sovereignty, not really the empire type thing,
Well, don't we all? And state sovereignty, certainly. But the point is, free China was free at one time. It became communism took it over in 1949. And so you have three generations of upbringing under communism and the rule of thumb. And if we were in communist China today, we wouldn't be able to have the freedom to talk like we are right now. we wouldn't have the ability to go on the internet and exchange information. And it says so right in the paper, dated June 4th, right here, that they want to silence any challenge to the Communist Party. Communism is control, totalitarian control of everything you can and do, and you never can own property under a communist country. So this is where we draw the line, and certainly we've been told many times over and over that communism is dead, but it's alive and well in America today. The 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto are being implemented. The heavy progressive income tax is underway. The property taxes, if you don't pay your property taxes, you lose your property and all equity in that property. It's totalitarian in that manner, don't you think so, Tom?
Well, I am certainly in favor of civil liberties as far as property rights and all that stuff goes. I don't like the building department, the building codes and all that stuff, but really the sad history of these states around the world of being murdered and enslaved and so on, I hope they can pull somehow out of it. Latin America seems to be in a real big funk. Africa, it's everything seems so hopeless, you know. I just kind of don't rally something going here, but I really don't. I'm not too much of an optimist because I'm kind of a cynical pessimist. But
well, the unfortunate situation today is, and Dennis, break in if you want, but we're under a war for national liberation situation under communism being directed throughout the globe. It's been going on for decades, and in America we have communitarianism now, and most people don't even know what that is. It's reinvented communism. We're under attack. The only hope is this country in waking up the rest of the world. We are the last outpost for any semblance of freedom left, and they want to take our resources and distribute them all over the world, and that's the UN system, they and the State Department. So with increase of numbers of our people understanding the big picture in place, which is happening, but then you have to sift through who you can believe and who you can't believe, and that's why we're talking tonight about Ron Paul with Dennis. Is he somebody that we can trust when he goes and wants to give amnesty to millions of illegal aliens and vote for MFN for Communist China, which is slave labor products coming back into our country? Eventually we'll be building slave labor products in America, because our value and our dollar is going down in America. Our industry is going below the border and overseas by the UN system and direction and design. So Tom, I'm understanding where you're coming from with your frustration, but I think the need to research more to be intelligent enough to interject intercourse to other people about your thoughts with the documentation, that's probably the best direction. What do you think?
Well, I just hope and pray every day that the poor people in the world can rally and somehow through nationalism or something stymie these internationalists to the point where they can hopefully have a functioning nation and not starve to death and do okay, you know. But I just don't see a whole lot of hope out there. I'm so alienated now, I just don't see anybody I can root for. Ron Paul, I don't know, he just doesn't seem to have enough charisma or flamboyance. He just seems too reserved and stuff to be a leader. I mean, to be a focal or a leader to rally around. I think we have to look at it maybe a little bit more of a personality type to promote. I don't know. He's just not, he doesn't turn me on.
Well, Tom, I appreciate your call.
There's one of our problems. Okay?
Go on, Dennis.
We're all looking for a leader. Okay?
Right.
We all have to realize that all these people that are there by design. They're all elitist. They've all been bred for what they're there for. They've all gone to the best schools. They've all had the best education. They all go to schools that we don't go to. Yale, Harvard, Princeton. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's where they are. They're in a whole different world. They're taught things we're not taught. They're taught the real truth. Their heritage goes back for thousands of years. You have Prince Charles in Great Britain, who claims to be a direct descendant of Jesus Christ himself. And they're sitting on the throne.
Okay, let's.
I mean, look at the great kings of Europe and Russia. They were all related. Germany.
And apparently, according to certain sources, our elitists, many of them, are related to the crown.
I mean, it's one of these things we can't hope for a specific person, a specific leader, okay, to do anything. I mean, we can even question the so-called founders of this country.
Good point.
You know, there's a lot of questions of that now. Who were they backed by? I mean, we can also say that every war that we've ever had, we know, has been sponsored by somebody else. The Rothschilds were involved in the American Revolution. They backed, I mean, this country didn't have the money to do it.
There's people out there listening to you saying, where's this guy come from? Why haven't I heard him before? That's what they're out there saying.
It's out there. All you gotta do is look.
Listeners, if you want to get involved here tonight, 559-781-3773. That's 559-781-3773. And we take TJ in Minnesota. Welcome to the broadcast.
Good evening, gentlemen. Chris, I think you're one of the greatest we've listened to in 5 years or so on shortwave. You tell it like it is. We're not going to get this stuff back politically. We're not going to be able to do it with Ron Paul. That's for certain. I don't know what he's accomplished. I think maybe nothing, but he's a good talker.
He's accomplished a diversion.
That's right. We're beyond politics in our desperation, and something else has got to come into play. Voting, phone calls, letter writing. You might as well spit in the wind with that stuff. What do you think, Chris?
Well, I certainly understand your frustrations and my frustrations about that, and it's only about educating others to increase our numbers to the point where we stop sponsoring directions to implement the New World Order, which might be a suffering direction, but certainly it's 2005. It's late.
That's certain.
Dennis, before we go on, what's your thoughts about that, Dennis?
You mean, as far as how we're going to get out of this?
Yes.
Well, if I had my way...
I agree.
I would close Washington, D.C. tomorrow.
And bring back the states.
Yeah. We don't need a federal system.
There it is.
We do not need a federal system.
And
we already have a
system. Governors are just as corrupt. That's another...
I think we can deal with it a little bit more on the local level, though.
The governors and the mayors are being implemented into Agenda 21 now.
We used to have a little thing in this country. We used to ride them out of town on a rail.
Yes.
We can still do that.
There you go. Now you're talking my line a little closer. Okay, are you the gentleman that put the Chinese aircraft on a website?
I might be responsible for that.
Well, I greatly appreciate that, and I can't even tell you why, but I've been trying to identify something for 6 months, and I found it on Chris Gerner's website, and I just said, hallelujah, there it is.
Well, I'm glad to know somebody's looking.
I sent you a video, Chris. I hope you absorb it. It's kind of dynamic, in my opinion.
You sent me a video, did you?
Pardon?
Did you say you sent me a video?
I did.
Oh, great.
And it's a very important video. And I just want to say, God bless you. Keep hitting the UN just as hard as you can, Chris, and the other gentlemen, too.
Thank you so much, TJ.
Be out here.
I appreciate your help.
Yep. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you. And looking forward to that video. If you want to get involved, listeners, 559-781-3773 is the number. Conversations don't happen very often, but tonight is a good night to do that. And we're on WWCR 9.985 as well as First Amendment Radio. We can see frustration everywhere, and certainly you've made some implementation of information of connecting the dots to GCN being an ABC affiliate. How amazing is that?
I attribute that one to Trish. She sent that to me.
We'll be back to continue with Dennis, the Menace, and the number to call, 559-781-3773, 559-781-3773.
You're listening to FirstAmendmentRadio.com, Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70, and worldwide on the Internet at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
Record budget deficits, bankruptcies galore, and the U.S. dollar is at an all-time low. With today's gloomy economic outlook, safe investments are often hard to find. For over a decade, Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading Company has been helping people secure their future by investing in the precious metals. Melody has the honesty, integrity, and experience that is often lacking in the precious metals business. Let her put it to work for you. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
Read the history books. The most often asked questions of Southerners was this: why did you fight? And the most often given answer is because you're here. In other words, the South did not invade the North invaded the South.
Was it the Civil War or War of Federal Aggression? John Weaver sets the record straight in this DVD series on the Civil War and the Right of Succession from the Old Paths Christian History Conference. Was there a war to set the slaves free, or was it a war to enslave us all? Get this DVD and judge for yourself. War of Federal Aggression. Get this DVD presentation for a donation of $25 from FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Order online today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Call 559-781-3773. The truth seems strange only because we've been indoctrinated with a fiction. War of Federal Aggression. Get it today.
If you'd like to get a copy of this program, there are a few ways that we can help you. You may subscribe at FirstAmendmentRadio.com for only $45 a month, and you'll receive an MP3 CD weekly of all of our programs. As a bonus, we'll send you a password for our audio archives online. That's a $15 value. Or you may request any month of any program on one MP3 CD for a minimum donation of only $25, or any single program on tape, MP3 CD, or CD for only $15. You may do all of this online at FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Just follow the instructions to make a donation or subscribe. You may also adopt an hour of your favorite program. Please don't forget that most of the programs on FirstAmendmentRadio.com are listener-supported. Don't do Internet? Then call 559-781-3773, and we'll be honored to help you. Thank you from all of us here at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
In this day of economic uncertainty and soaring unemployment, safe investments are often hard to find. But investing in the precious metals is the safest investment of all, because gold and silver is real money. Government-printed currency is not. Call Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading Company at 1-800-375-4188. Melody has been helping people secure their financial future for over 10 years. While others in the business claim honesty, Melody will deliver. Give her a call. 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
You're listening to FirstAmendmentRadio.com worldwide. Freedom is never free. We need your support today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
And welcome back to the broadcast. The Discount Gold and Silver Trading Hour, sponsored by Melody Cederstrom and Discount Gold and Silver Trading, DGST. Once again, that number, 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Anything on the tip of your tongue right now, Dennis?
Not at the moment.
I'm seeing here...
My head's full of stuff, but...
I'm seeing here dated June 5th, rallies mark Tiananmen anniversary. This is a different article than regime tightens hold on Chinese dissent. This is dated June 4th. Well, this article is the next day in the Oklahoman. China tightens security around Tiananmen Square on Saturday to prevent memorials on the anniversary of the bloody 1989 crackdown on pro-democracy demonstrators. Now, right there we see pro-democracy. And what is democracy? But the code word for socialism slash communism.
That'd be it. You know, most of the stuff that I try to post here lately, I'm finding that what I'm trying to go for is I'm trying to get people to read between the lines. Because it's there. You know?
Uh-huh.
The message is there. You just have to read it.
Now, if you want to get involved, once again, 559-781-3773, 559-781-3773. And we're joined now with Regina, and thank you for calling, Regina.
Hi, Chris.
Yes.
A little sad to hear this discussion tonight. You know, I really think that, you know, what happened on the floor of the House today has a lot to do with Ron Paul, and I understand that he has a libertarian bent. I think he has a real heart that freedom is real strong in his heart. And restrictions on trade and restrictions on certain things, I think, really disturb him. And I don't agree with him on that, okay? And I don't know anything about this amnesty thing. I wish this man would get the bill up, because that's what I deal with bills, okay? But, you know, on the gist of this today, it was a blessing from God, Chris. And if you could have watched it on C-SPAN, anybody that knows the Lord would know that the Lord was moving the people. And the people that were against what was happening with Bernie Sanders, Sherrod Brown, William Jones from North Carolina, there was a man by the name of Fazio, I think his name was. I understand he's a liberal. But you know what? Right now, I don't really care, because you know what they did, these people? They brought to the floor of the House that our Congress is giving their authority over to a WTO, while people all over the country are losing their jobs, and we are kowtowing to corporations. And Ron Paul was very quiet today, and I praise God for that, because the man could be very well worn out, and the man doesn't like him because he doesn't have charisma. You know, he ought to go talk to his own congressman and find out how he voted on this bill.
I know how my congressman
charisma.
Voted.
Charisma. And, you know, if you don't
watch...
I know
how my congressman voted.
You don't watch C-SPAN, and you don't find out what's really going on, then, you know, I don't know
C-SPAN
how you...
C-SPAN is a controlled media outlet.
I sent you the download from the vote so you can see what your congressman did. Now, you told me the other day that, you know, when I said about Vion that, you know, it was better to vote for Bush. Well, if it's better to vote for Bush, Bush is 10 times, 100 times worse than Ron Paul. Ron Paul is about independence. He went after the real ID card. He stands alone. You know what? I feel like I stand alone, too. And I really, really want to say that what came out today showed the snakes in the grass who had to move and rock. It was unbelievable. They were rocking in their little boats. People like Levin, who did not want any change in this WTO, because he doesn't have to do anything except sit up there and just be king. And today he had to explain why he wants to be king. And you should have heard them stumbling over their words. Right now, we have a Tim Murphy in Pennsylvania, who also is a psychiatrist. I think this is the people we ought to look at, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He went ahead with the WTO. They all whined and cried, oh, we can't do this. But, you know, the WTO doesn't work for us. So at least these guys that stood aside, listened to their constituents, and realized this country is bleeding, they actually took a stand and took this resolution. And we got 86 votes. And I just encourage people, I haven't given up yet. I'm not to the point like what's going on in Iraq. If that's what happens in Iraq, what's happening in Iraq, then fine. But to make fun of people that actually get involved and try to pray for people that are actually trying to do something, okay? You know, to me, the Lord can intervene in anything. And he wants us out of the WTO. He can educate a lot of people. We have divisions in this country between pro-life and pro-abortion. But yet, when it comes to the WTO and UNESCO, it is pro-abortion. And it doesn't mean a hill of beans. Chris Smith did not support Ron Paul. So please go after these people that are really the enemy, please, and talk to Ron Paul's office and ask them why they did these things and try to convince them. But don't get down on a little man who basically, as far as I'm concerned, ought to go home and retire because, you know, he's worked hard. He likes delivering babies. He's real happy to do that.
That's what he is, a pediatrician, correct?
No, he's no, he's a baby deliverer. But, you know, he decided to try to protect our rights under the Constitution. You know, I mean, I didn't take it. I just got to say, Chris, that, you know, when we start attacking, you know, the small force that's in here, you know, I think we really start to just, you know, eat ourselves up, and I don't see anything productive of that. The preachers don't want to get involved because it's the end times. We got the patriots beating each other up. I, you know, I mean, come on.
We don't know who to trust today.
Well, I'm just telling you, you know, get him on air. He doesn't talk long. The man's usually, when he's on an interview, he talks very short because he's getting ready to go on the house that he's trying to call for. He's exposed on the mandatory mental health screening. Who else has taken that stand? And the only reason that anybody, as far as I'm concerned, Matt Jones was another one that was a blessing from North Carolina. He was bringing up, he put up charts up there and showed how, you know, he's lost so many jobs in North Carolina. He's speaking for his constituents. How many of these guys speak for the constituents? My whole thing was to call those guys that were standing there, a Republican, Democrat, and call them up and say, you know, what right do you have to do this to us? But they're comfortable, and they need to lose their comfort. So, you know, I think that we ought to be working on the ones that need to lose their comfort, losing their comfort, rather than the ones that you know, are trying to, you know, do the right thing. I have to speak up for that because
Listen, I understand your frustration.
And I
understand your frustration, and I understand all of our frustrations. You have H.R. 1146 to get out of the United Nations. Okay, you understand that bill, right?
Pardon me?
You understand H.R. 1146 is a bill to get out of the United Nations.
Exactly, and that's Ron Paul's bill.
That's right. That's been in place for at least 6 years, maybe longer.
Any help to get it in? I mean,
he doesn't get any help to get it in, but let me ask you this question. How can we get out of the United Nations when the Secretary of the Treasury is the U.S. Governor of the International Monetary Fund?
I don't know. I know that Chris Smith rejoined us to UNESCO because it's good for what's going on under terrorism. That's what I look at. You know,
My point is, wouldn't it be logical to implement a bill to get out of the Bretton Woods Agreement?
Well, maybe it would. Why don't you call his office and suggest that, you know? I mean, like I said, you supported Bush. Bush is all for this.
I did not support... Whoa. Time out. You're getting a little frustrated and heated. I did not support Bush.
You told the people that it was better to vote for Bush, and that's why it was all right.
I said to the people, if you're going to vote, it's better to vote for Bush than Kerry.
I don't agree with that. I think you're better off voting for Michael Peruca, somebody that's going to follow
Michael Peruca would not have...
The party knew the Constitution.
He wouldn't have won the election.
Well, who cares? What do we win here?
Well, at least at this point, we don't have the Kyoto Protocol under full implementation with Bush.
Well, if this World Trade Organization and the FTA pass, because some country will put a trade dispute against us and decide that, you know, that we need to come under the Kyoto, and our Congress, that the little snakes and scoundrels there that did not follow the Paul Bernie Sanders amendment, will go ahead and, you know, change the laws to get it done. I mean, votes again.
Let me ask you now, do you think I'm the only gifted person in the world that knows that the IMF and the Secretary of the Treasury is the governor of the IMF, the U.S. governor? Am I the only one that knows this, or do other people know this as well
in
government?
I can't say. I know that he has limits on what he can do. If you want to share that with him, please do. But I think that there's so many people that hate the United Nations, me included, with what happened with the slaughter of Rwanda, that my goal is to try to, I don't care how they solve the problem, then get a new, whatever you said.
Well, the whole point is we've lost 54,000 people in Korea, soldiers, 58,000 in Vietnam. That was under the UN system.
Right, and so if we can get out of the United Nations, then, you know, we won't be paying the money anymore to kill us. So, you know, and like you said, that their goal is to take down the, you know, the population. We have Agenda 21, so I don't know that the people in Congress know anything but a lot of them but little fancy suits. So, you know, Ron Paul does get out of the United Nations. You know, the people, you know, agreed that it was all right for Bush to put us in the UNESCO. Okay, so, I mean...
The people didn't agree with that.
Christian people.
The Christian people wanted to go back in UNESCO?
But that's, well, they didn't come against him. When Ron Paul brings up the stop funds for UNESCO, see how many of these Christian so-called leaders, pro-life leaders, support Ron Paul on that. You know, Chris Smith out of New Jersey, who does a lot of scriptures, and, you know, I mean, I'm not going to get fun on him making scriptures, but down at the pro-life march, he is their hero, okay? But, you know, when it came to stop funds for UNESCO, he went with Bush and supported staying in UNESCO, okay? And Laura Bush is running UNESCO, basically. She's the ambassador. And
right.
That's what was used to convince the Republicans that we need to stay in, because we have a good Laura Bush here. The lady's pro-abortion. So, you know, I mean, he's holding his ground. He can only do so much if the people want to sleep, they want to lay down, they want UNESCO, they want their children to get, you know, forced vaccinations, they want their children to have No Child Left Behind aligned with UNESCO. I have papers on that. You know, and they want their land taken. There's only so much you can do. You know,
well,
they want to make money. That's what it's about. So he get us out of the United Nations, stop funds for UNESCO. I think he's really concerned about the individual and the babies and the families. And I, you know, I mean, these other things, pray that, you know, he would have a change of heart if he feel you know, that that's something he should not be in. And I agree with Permanent Safe Nation for China, but I believe the World Trade Organization is really a big thing that these people give their things away to. And I know today there was a lot of truth that came out, and you know, the charts went up and everything, and these other people had to squeal and scream, and they still sold us out. I'm sure I sent you the voting guide, so please check it out, because it tells you, you know, how we did on that. And I'd rather get on, you know, some of these pro-life leaders, so-called, who basically are sold out to the globalists and the corporations, while they get the pro-life vote. I mean, that makes me sick.
Dennis, you have any thoughts?
Well, we can talk all we want about the WTO, okay? And we can talk all we want about getting out of it. And if we do get out of it, so what? Okay?
Never.
So what? It's just like the EU. They gave a false election to the Dutch and the French. We all know votes are controlled. Those situations in Europe came out exactly the way they wanted them to. They have something else planned. Now, they're going to give you the illusion that you've done something.
Okay, well, I don't care what I've done. What is your solution? I mean, what do you suggest? We just, you know, just stop being involved? We just talk about this, or what?
As far as what?
I mean, what's your solution to this problem? If you don't educate the people, I thought that's what the, you know, Patriot Movement was about. If you don't educate the people and act when there's a chance. I mean, the man voted against the Patriot Act. He didn't even get on C-SPAN, on Washington Journal, he didn't even get credit for that. They used Feingold, the other only one that didn't vote for it. He didn't vote for it because Ron Paul, because he couldn't read it, okay? He was threatened with, if there's a terrorist attack, you'll be responsible for it, okay? That's what they told the Congress. They all bowed down. Ron Paul stood up. On C-SPAN, and even in the Tribune Review, I'd written a letter to the editor, because they didn't stand up for him on there. They said he didn't. Somehow he's not in the loop, but he's the only one that stands up and actually says what the Patriot Act is. Feingold, since he did it, never says a word about it. So, I mean, if there's any control, it's to keep Ron Paul minimized and keep him down so that people don't know how his brain works. I'm just saying, what do you suggest we do?
Well, the illusion that they give is they're keeping him down.
Pardon me?
That's the illusion, that they're keeping him
down.
That's
your illusion, okay?
We're on illusion.
Places here. I just want to know, what is your suggestion? We have all this information, Agenda 21. What do you suggest we do? The people don't get involved in comprehensive plans. I wouldn't even know about comprehensive plans, Agenda 21, United Nations, if I didn't get involved in certain people that have led me to Ron Paul. So what do you suggest we do? How do we solve this problem if we don't educate our congressmen and help those that are helping us?
Let me ask you this question. What are you going to educate your congressmen on that they don't already know?
I just did. I educated my congressmen on the WTO, because the WTO is an outside demonic organization that basically should never be controlling me, okay? That not accountable Codex Alimentarius can be in place because of that. That's another disarmament policy that can be put into place. Disarm us, take away our vitamins, our supplements, and in some country can rule against us to get it done. Germany is a very big pharmaceutical nation. They are very high into pharmaceutical drugs, and they would like to marginalize all our laws,
okay,
so that we can.
That's all fine and good, okay?
So,
and
you know, I don't know.
You educated your congressman on the WTO, and he votes to get us out of the WTO,
my,
and the WTO goes away.
John,
now,
it did
here's
not.
A scenario.
Okay.
The scenario is, that's a trade bill. That is a trade bill. Now, what's the first thing that's going to happen if we're out of the WTO, just like Kyoto, okay, just like Kyoto, which we're not in, the whole world's clamoring because we're not in Kyoto. What's the first thing going to happen when we're not in the WTO? The whole world's going to clamor that we're not in the WTO. What's going to happen? There's going to be international sanctions put against the United States of America.
Well, there's jobs.
Okay. Now, there's only one way to end that.
Pardon me?
To destroy the UN. Because
well,
if you destroy the UN, we're the biggest contributor. We're the mission.
Okay, well, he'll
to the
be
UN.
Doing that next.
Once the UN's gone.
And to help him do it, he tries to get out of the UN. How many times have you called your congressman to see if they're going to help you? How many times have you agitated them? You know, I mean, this
constantly.
Is good to sit here and say, well, you know, we should do this. But you know what? It's up to you to call your congressman. Ron Paul cannot do it himself.
Okay, but your congressmen are controlled agents of the government.
You know, it's ruled against us. Get on C-SPAN.org.
Now, here's the. Hold on, Regina. Time out. Dennis has given these examples of people that have stood up against the U.N. system and the State Department, the implementation. Now, maybe you weren't listening, but certainly Dennis gave us some examples. What are those examples again, Dennis?
Okay. Sonny Bono was on the Waco Investigative Committee, okay? He knew a lot of things that went on. He wanted to talk. He wasn't allowed to talk. Okay? He was going to go public. What happened? He met a tree. All right?
Oh, wait.
Then we had Paul Wellstone, a Democrat, at the beginning of the Iraq War.
Big Democrat, all for me getting mental health screening. Okay? So I'm not real too impressed, and I don't want him to go anybody.
Hold on. Let Dennis
continue. If people are really good, it's our job to pray for
them. We're listening to you. Now let's listen to Dennis. Go ahead, Dennis.
Okay, then we had Paul Wellstone. He wanted to stop at the beginning of the Iraq War and take a longer look at it as to what was really going on. Were the WMDs, were there any of the stuff that was going on?
Okay. He did not.
Okay. He questioned
Regina,
all that.
Please, Regina, don't
he
interrupt.
He questioned everything
we aren't
that
interrupting
was there.
You.
He questioned everything that was there. What did he get for his effort? Him and his family got killed. Okay? These are controlled agents. If you don't play the control game with these guys, you're gone. You're history. We had a president, okay, not that I was all that wild about Kennedy, but, you know, at the very end, he was trying to do the right thing. He stood up against the Federal Reserve System. What did he get for it?
That's right.
Okay, these guys are all controlled agents. You can sit here till the moon turns blue and say this and that about who's doing this and who's doing that. But they're doing what they're doing because they are controlled. They're allowed to go so far, and then they're yanked back.
Okay.
And those are the cold, hard facts.
And what is your?
I hate to say it like that. I hate to think that it's that desperate, but that's where you're at.
What's your solution?
His solution is educating more numbers of people to put the fear in the power to back down.
Okay, but, you know, they have the big guns. I don't understand that. Ron Paul did not vote to go to Iraq, okay? So I don't...
It doesn't matter. He knew he would be in a number. It doesn't matter.
Okay, well, you can believe what you want. You know, you obviously have a bad taste in your mouth for Ron Paul. I don't know why, but that's...
Well, you don't know why. Most favored nation for communist China voting yes.
Okay, then write Paul's office and ask...
Write Paul's office. What's the point? It's already
What's
a done
point?
Deal. He's been questioned about it.
I think we have anything...
I wrote my congressman and both of my senators, okay, 18 months ago, asking them why we had two Soviet agents designing the real ID card.
Don't worry,
I never got a response,
right,
and it was a registered letter.
Ron Paul voted to stop the real ID card. He did a lot of education.
Did it stop it?
Stop it. Did you call your congressman to get it stopped?
What did I just say?
He just told you what he said.
$100, I understand, it's going to cost to have a real ID card. Congressman Ron Paul exposes the tyranny that's in this. I don't understand. You still haven't answered me. If you don't want to call your congressman,
he's written and called his congressman.
You know, you can educate people that are blue in the face, but people have to have money in their hand. And when all it is government jobs, they're going to get paid. They're going to feed their family. And that's where we're at right now. Anywhere I go, it's a government job. So leave me alone. Ron Paul is about private enterprise. And so I thank the Lord for that. If he has problems, then, you know, work on the problems. You know, but don't take the man down, you know, to just totally, just slice.
I'm not taking the man down.
He just questioned his voting record.
I'm questioning his ethics. I'm questioning who he is. I'm questioning his reality.
You know, I had enough of, you know, beating up.
You know what? You can sit here and say all you want to about Ron Paul, about he's done this and he's done this. But you know what? There's never been one bill he's ever brought up that's ever passed. And I'm going to tell you something.
That's not my fault.
There is any senator... Our representative can bring up any bill they want on the congressional floor.
Paul called for me.
They can bring up any bill they want.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if it's going to go anywhere or not. They can read it on the floor, and if it dies there, it dies there, and they know that. But it makes them look good.
Well, good. I'm glad. You know, enjoy it. I spent half an hour.
Enjoy what?
This is my toll call, so I'm going to sign off. If you want to continue to, you know, eat up Ron Paul, enjoy it. Okay.
There's nobody beating up Ron Paul.
The bottom line is we're questioning his voting record, especially MFN for Communist China.
Okay, well, fine.
Communist China.
Write him off. You know. Definitely.
Okay, you seem to have his ear. Question him on that one.
I got enough jobs to do. I'm really involved. Okay.
And so am I.
And you know what? I don't need any more jobs. Okay. Don't
Neither
give
do
it.
Why?
Okay? Thank you very much.
So we'll leave it to someone else to do the job.
Well, you know, I don't need any more jobs, okay?
Well, I guess we upset her quite a bit.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's just the way it is. The wrath has come upon us. But the questioning of Ron Paul continues, because anybody with half a brain, and he certainly has enough of that, would never vote for most favored nation for communist China.
That's right.
And that is a very important no vote that he should have made.
Well, especially when you've got Cuba 90 miles off our coast, that we don't trade with them. Because
exactly.
They're supposedly a communist country?
Absolutely. We boycott communist Cuba, but we coddle communist China.
And they're our devout
enemy.
And the strange thing there is what people don't realize is most of the stuff that's going on in, I mean, look at all the big industries going over there. What do you think they got all the engineers and all the experts to run the equipment? They were all trained in the West.
Yes.
Years before they ever got the equipment.
Yes. And it's never coming back.
It's never coming back.
The equipment's never coming back, listeners.
At least not while we're alive.
Listen, when they move down to Mexico, they can come back, but they can't bring their equipment back. And that's according to Norm Davis from Kentucky, who knows somebody that had a business down there. Could not come back with his business, but could come back without his business. So what did he do? He destroyed his business, blew up the building, or set fire to it or something.
Mm-hmm.
This is quite a while ago. But this is the point. We're in a war. It's a silent war in many respects, and yet, you know, Ron Paul doing his thing, but you can never take away that vote for most favored nation for communist China.
Uh-uh. And or making illegals legal.
And making illegals legal, which you know...
That just balkanizes your country even more.
You're fitting right into the UN system. Now, H.R. 1146 to get out of the United Nations, yeah, but how can you get out of the United Nations when the IMF was formed... And the Secretary of the Treasury is the U.S. Governor of the IMF, with Alan Greenspan being the alternate governor. And if you really want to do something, it's out of the Federal Reserve System and the IMF.
Mm-hmm.
And restore our constitutional banking back to this country.
Mm-hmm.
And that is very, very important. And certainly, common sense will tell you this.
Man, I really think closing Washington, D.C. tomorrow is the start.
Yeah, bringing back the state sovereignty, destroying the federal government, which is, you know, is most important, and certainly that tape that's offered on the network regarding the war between the states, where the North invaded the South, is something everyone should purchase.
And I mean, you know, how many people, I hate to even go here, but how many people pledge allegiance to the flag every day, not even knowing what it really is?
There you go. And I used to be one of those myself.
That's what it is. It's a Masonic symbol. And there's enough proof out there to prove it. Red, white, and blue are their colors.
Well, we need to talk about this some more.
You know, they're very passionate on red, white, and blue and everything else. So, I mean, you know, and all you have to do is look at the $1 bill.
Absolutely.
There's Masonism all over it, you know, and I don't want to go off on a tangent on them, but, you know.
Well, we're out of time. But the bottom line is, we've been walking around with proofs of a conspiracy on our wallets for our entire lives.
That's right.
Can you come back in an hour, or you want to?
Do you want to call me after this, and we'll discuss it.
Okay, we'll discuss it.
Alrighty.
And we're done for now, listeners. Thank you for listening. Pay attention in an hour. And Jackie Petru coming up next. Very, very important to keep these directions in mind that we talk about tonight and do your best to educate others. That is the bottom line. I'll be back in 1 hour on First Amendment Radio on Internet and Satellite. Listen then, and good night.